To be honest, I've met some seriously loopy Christians in my day. Truly I have. People who believe God for all the wrong reasons. But then I've also met some who believed God for good but outrageous things. So you can be left wondering, is that the right thing to do or not? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever wondered whether it's possible to have too much faith? Did Jesus ever criticize anyone for putting a ridiculous amount of faith in him? Matthew chapter 8, verses 8 to 10. The officer answered, "Lord, I am not good enough for you to come to my house. You need only give the order and my servant will be healed. I know this because I understand authority. There are people who have authority over me and I have soldiers under my authority. I tell one soldier, go, and he goes. I tell another soldier, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and my servant obeys me." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. He said to those who were with him, "The truth is, this man has more faith than anyone I have ever found, even in Israel." What made this centurion's faith so outrageous was that he was a Roman, part of the occupying force oppressing God's people. He wasn't one of God's so-called chosen people, and indeed, he was despised by the Jews. And yet this man of considerable power comes before Jesus, and we're told just before that passage we just read that he begged Jesus for help. From a human perspective, in the context of the society in which that occurred, hey, that's absolutely ridiculous. But when Jesus heard this, he was amazed. He said to those who were with him, "The truth is, this man has more faith than anyone I have found, even in Israel." You can never put too much faith in Jesus. Never. That's God's word fresh for you today. The more I read of God, the more I come to believe that he is in the business of blessing outrageous faith in him. And not just blessing us, but blessing others through us. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called 3 Ways to Be a Blessing. To request your copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there at the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.